Okay. Yeah, I was just kind of curious which came first for you as far as what led to what. You know, the hobby leading to a career or vice versa. That's kind of curious. Well, anyways, here, tell me something else about yourself. How long have you been a ham for? I'm trying to think about this July. I should be eligible for QCWA myself. I got a license in 2001. My father was kind of big. Well, my father was a CBer. Did some of the, TV radio watch around the neighborhood, too, as well. So I kind of had some interest in it from a long time ago when I was a young boy in my single digits. But he built a co-practice oscillator for me. He wanted me to start practicing, but it was kind of like, it was like right when I got up for summer vacation, and I'm like, oh, heck no. I'm going to go outside and play ball and ride my bike with my friends. Not trying to play code, but I kind of regret doing that. Kind of wish I did kind of say, hey, you know what, maybe I will stick around and we'll try learning some code and get our tickets. My father never got his ticket, but he was kind of interested in ham radio. Had a neighborhood friend whose father was a ham, and he had some of the old heat kick gear that he used to go over and listen. Never made any contact, though, but that kind of piqued my interest. But I sure kind of regret not going for studying for my license at that time. Probably would have had quite a few more years of fun, but better late than never.